Kara Van Malsen from the Moving Image Archiving and Preservation Program at NYU. And we'll just go ahead and get started. So please welcome Kara.
Hi, I hope everyone got a little handout. This is about the film you're about to see. The reason I'm introducing this is because in the fall of 2004, in a course in the Moving Image Archiving and Preservation Program at NYU, myself, Paula Felix-Didier, and Sean Savage, who are both also here, and Lindsay Heron, who's not here, we were given this film from the University of South Carolina Movietone News Film Collection and told to research it, contextualize it, and verify or disprove the statement that that the man in the film will say, which is, "You're now looking at the first motion picture of a television image that has ever been produced." Well, this experiment was recorded in the television, this experiment in television recording, I'm not sure what I'm trying to say, took place at GE's General Electric's House of Magic in Schenectady, New York. Using newspaper articles from the time, we were able to verify that this picture was edited and released in a Fox Movietone newsreel noted to be the highlight of the week in March 23, 1931 New York Times article. We believe that this was, in fact, the first successful sound recording of a television image on motion picture film. We found hints that there may have been motion picture recordings of television, but this is unique for its sound quality. The television technology featured in the film is an advanced version of the scanning disc system invented by Paul Nipkow, a German inventor, in 1884. And the 48 apertures result in the 48 lines per image on the display, which is, and that image is this man, who's the creepy guy on the cover of your program. People keep saying looks like The Ring or some scary horror movie. But maybe after you see this, you'll find him charming. He's very handsome. As you can see on the back of the handout, he's an extremely charming man. And that man is named Lowell J. Hartley. You should see it in 8x10. It's really good. His name is Lowell J. Hartley, and he was an assistant on a lot of projects at GE in television and radio and at the time. And I believe you'll also see a man commenting on the demonstration, and that is Ernst F. W. Alexanderson, who is a Swedish-born inventor who came to the United States and worked at GE almost his entire life. He's quite renowned in electrical engineering and television pioneering, and he received, I believe, 344 patents in his life. So he was quite the inventor. And he's on the front of the thing. And we're very fortunate today to see the premiere of the restored version of this film, which was done by Color Lab. And it's very exciting to see this because I haven't seen it yet. So it's going to be new. And as Russ from Color Lab just pointed out to me, it's really interesting that we have this document of early experiments of television recording, but when in 100 years from now, when people are going to want to look at experiments of high-definition television development, we don't have any kind of documents of that, but this film will still be around in 100 more years from now, we hope. So, enjoy.